The new emergency department at Bay State Medical Center's main campus in Springfield's North End was open to receive patients beginning at 7:30 Monday morning. The new facility is 72,000 square feet, 55,000 square feet larger than the old emergency room.
We now have a facility that's much bigger. It allows us to do much more.
Dr. Reginald Alwador, a trauma surgeon at Bay State, said the old emergency room was built in the 1980s and designed to handle 60,000 patients a year. Last year, the emergency room received 114,000 patients.
And if anybody came to the ER last year at any time, the first thing they would say it was total chaos. We now have more rooms. We have now a much more calm environment. We have more equipment. I think with this ER, we should be able to do a much better job for the population.
The new emergency center has three trauma rooms, each big enough to treat two patients at a time. There's a separate pediatric emergency room and a unit to care for people with mental health problems. There are 94 patient care rooms, double the number in the old emergency room, according to Ann Maynard, the director of emergency services at Bay State.
It's really about not having patients in hallways. It's about having the patient have their private rooms for privacy, confidentiality. We thought about safety.
There are 18 treatment rooms in the Children's Emergency Center. Maynard says Bay State sees about 22,000 pediatric patients a year.
That's the big thing with the pediatric emergency department is that they are separated from the adult population. So when you bring your child in to be treated here, you don't have to go into the adult area.
It is easier to get emergency patients into the new emergency center. There are 10 ambulance bays for the new facility versus 3 in the old one. Also, the new emergency center comes with an express elevator to a new rooftop helipad. Dr. Niels Rathliff, chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at Bay State, said until today, air ambulances landed in a parking lot and traffic had to be stopped to transport patients from the helicopter to the emergency room.
Well, minutes do count in trauma for major cases that are being brought here. We also get heart attacks and strokes that come in. But minutes count for all of these types of cases, which is why we built this thing, and we want to be as efficient as at all possible.
As the only level one trauma center in the region, Bay State treats critically injured and ill people from throughout Western Massachusetts. Before opening to the public for real Monday morning, the staff at Bay State did a series of simulations.
Bruises on the forehead, left chest, and left upper quadrant.
And we have a chest x-ray here, fluids running through, wide open.
In this simulation last week, two car accident victims were brought by ambulance to the new emergency center's trauma room. Dr. Alwador, the trauma surgeon, explained the staff worked on a medical mannequin whose vital signs plunged during treatment.
This is very, very realistic in terms of how we manage these patients.
The drill helped the doctors and nurses get familiar with their new surroundings.
I think they did a pretty good job. Their patient came in quite quickly. They assessed the patient rapidly. They got them out to get their CAT scans. I think they did a pretty good job.
Bay State is adding 19 new staff members to the emergency department to get the nurse-to-patient ratio at 1-4, down from 1-6 now. The new emergency center is part of an almost $300 million expansion of the hospital. A new wing, which features a heart and vascular center, opened last spring. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.